This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's happening is the question. The answer you'll find here every day at this time. A lot of people listen to this program in the morning, early in the morning, what they call morning drive, sometimes late in the morning, sometimes the evening. Got a new station carrying the program in Indiana that is on, I think, it's an evening. It becomes, well, the conversation is the same, and hopefully it's all relevant. This is a fine place for you to go to find some alternative thinking, shall we say, and that comes from me on occasion.
You are an alternative thinker.
Am I really? Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is here as well. Jennifer's off today. Jennifer Horn is here normally as well. Okay. So President Biden has been very visible over this past weekend, Memorial Day, and one of the things he's talking about is coming meeting with President Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin. You're going to be meeting with him. So what's on the agenda, Victoria?
Well, Biden has not minced words in the past when it comes to Putin. And in March, he said he believes that Putin is a killer. He pledged to take a hardline approach against Putin and the Kremlin. And so during a speech in Delaware marking Memorial Day, he said that when he meets with Putin on June 16th, he will make it clear that we will not stand by and let him abuse human rights. And so he said human rights is going to be a major focus of their meeting together. Just on Friday, the White House announced new sanctions against Belarus as punishment for forcing down a Ryanair flight to arrest an opposition journalist who had actually just hours before had met with Putin. And then, surprise, surprise, he gets on a flight, and the flight is brought down for an emergency landing, and the guy is arrested. So that kind of stuff is what Biden is going to bring up during the conversation. He also said that there will be more consequences if Alexei Navalny, who is, of course, that, you know, very internationally known Putin opposition force, if you want to call him that. He's become certainly, a lightning rod for how a lot of people in Russia feel about Putin. And so Biden said that there will be consequences if Navalny dies in custody, because we know that he's had serious health issues. He's afraid he's going to be poisoned, so he hasn't been eating. And it's been just this whole, you know, and they basically have him in jail on fake charges. It's not even real. So, and the rest of the world knows it. Russia knows it, you know, so.
But it's the same in China as well. The two things.
Well,
the
in
two
China, though, it's actually worse. Because we don't know who they have in custody.
Yeah.
At least in Russia, there's some internet exposure, and so we know about Alexei Navalny. We know that, you know, that he opposes Putin. He's run against him, and we know he was poisoned. So, like, we do know a whole lot more. And who knows? I don't even want to think about what's going on in China, because, you know,
those are the two. They want to control the world, and the world is letting them move in that direction. So how is it, you know, all of these things almost sound like people don't care. That's what I get out of it. A lot of people just don't care. It doesn't say you don't care and I don't care, but a lot of people don't. Otherwise, these people wouldn't be in power. They wouldn't be able to get away with what they're getting away with. It just is it's amazing
a
lack of education.
Do care. Yeah, but I think, like, how many, they have these, you know, when you have an election, and I put that in, like, big air quotes, because, you know, Putin wins every time. Yeah, it's amazing. Putin wins every time by a huge landslide. And then he's created, a couple years ago, that's when he created that he can be president for the rest of his life. I mean, it's, you know, if you're a Russian citizen and you don't want to die, then what can you do? You don't really have many courses of action.
Move out of the country. You can get out and then don't go back again. It's not easy, but you can do it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's one of the things that I would hope these people, as they make their plans to talk to all these world leaders, are taking into effect or taking into account the fact that Mercury has gone into retrograde. Earlier, I think for some reason we got the dates wrong.
We were laughing about this behind the scenes last week because I said, oh, Mercury hasn't gone into retrograde yet. And I guess I was following along with you because you had said it was already in retrograde.
I said this seems
like an easy one. Well, yeah, because it hadn't happened yet.
So Mercury is in retrograde in Gemini. Gemini is the sign that basically is, if you're a Gemini, you're not easily occupied. You're easily bored. You don't trust people. That's part of the main. Trump is a Gemini, and so there's opportunity here. It's because COVID is over or kind of over. We're making our reentry into society, and now we have Mercury retrograde at least until for the next 3 weeks. So there's a certain thing about trust in our inner voice and thinking about what's out there, as you reconnect, as you think about others, people who hadn't been around, think about yourself as well. It's a good time to review what you're doing, to re-communicate, to resume, to reevaluate, to reconsider, to revise, to restate, to review, to resolve, to, it's an RE, if you will, a good time to restate your love for somebody. If you love your husband, Victoria, and I know you do, you tell him you love him. Jay, your husband, you love him? Tell him you love him. Doesn't hurt anything to tell people that you love him. And I think it's cool. So the people in air signs probably have the most impact, like the Geminis, the Librans, and the Aquarians. They are the ones. And, you know, there are three different signs, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds because a lot of people say, what the hell is he talking about? If you ever get your chart done, I was talking to somebody about this the other night, you got to have your birth day, time, and place. And then you can get a really accurate accounting if you find a good astrologer as to what you're all about. So it affects everybody. It affects everybody differently. But air signs, especially now, Gemini, Librans, and Aquarians, this will have more impact on you. What are you, Victoria? I've forgotten when your
Capricorn.
Birthday is. So you're a Capricorn, okay. Mm-hmm. So as a Capricorn, you're an earth sign. It probably will affect you the least of any, at least from what I can see here. It has the most impact on, as I said, the air signs. I'm a water sign, at least as far as where my sun is. When's your birthday, Jay?
May 10th. I'm a Taurus with a Virgo moon and a Libra rising.
Okay. So you will be least affected. You and Victoria will not be affected as it'll hardly impact you. At least according to a couple of astrologers.
I don't even know. Trying to think back on my chart, I don't even think I have. I have very little air in my chart. It's all just earth and water, really.
Yeah. Mostly, I have air, water, as I'm Aquarius, Scorpio, and Piscean. Scorpio and Pisces are both water signs. So I'm pretty good at dousing fires. Pretty good at having people around me who are fire signs, and at least, you can change it. It doesn't have to be. It may be, if you're thinking about it and you work at it, you can kind of work around it. But if you think, if you have problems in transportation, going on a trip, for example, or if you are starting something new contractually, probably you ought to wait to sign everything. You'll work your way through it, but don't sign up until you get on the other side of this Mercury retrograde, which would be the third week of June. If you can do it. Otherwise, there'll be things that you'll stumble and bumble through. And, it's just kind of the way it is. So if you're wondering, why does it seem that things are more difficult? If you're an air sign, as I said, or it's the degree, but people born at this time or in October or in February, you're going to have a hiccup or two along the way, probably. You may not even know it, recognize it. If things seem a little difficult, though, it's probably because of Mercury being in retrograde. Today, we begin the focus on Father's Day. We're working our way beyond Memorial Day now to think about Father's Day. There's a Father's Day gift pack we're going to be giving away here on the DJV program. The new Works Nitro 40-volt circular saw. We're going to give away one of those every week. And a Works electric pressure washer. I got one of those puppies. It's great for washing the car, washing the side of the house, washing your windows even on the outside. Probably not a good idea to use it to wash the windows on the inside of the house, but very cool outside. Washing whatever you have, just the right pressure. And so we're going to give away one of these every week on Friday, so you can sign up. I think what we're doing is putting – I know everybody likes to push stuff to the social media, and that's cool, but I always like to have the personal connection as well. Oftentimes we give these things away. We do it on the air live, right? We've done it both ways, I think, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
haven't we? We've done giving it away to people, but I think that this is – because it's cool – we're going to be, by the way, this Nitro circular saw has a brushless motor and a new high-efficiency battery. So the battery's more powerful than it used to be, even. They're easy to charge, all kinds of stuff. So we'll give you the details about signing up, but something to look forward to as we make our way through the week here on the DJV program, 17 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Abigail Buginski, who is the first $1 million winner in the Vax a Million winner contest in Ohio. She's, what is she, 22 years old, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in the Cincinnati area. Yeah, mm-hmm. She just graduated from college. She works for GE Aviation. And she was in the car driving from the Cincinnati area to Cleveland, where her parents are. And she got a call from Governor Mike DeWine saying, hey, you're the first winner. You won $1 million. So she said she started screaming, and her parents thought something was wrong. She couldn't get the words out. But
what did she do to win? How do you win $1 million?
Anybody who gets a vaccine in Ohio is entered.
Mm-hmm. Automatically. Well, yeah. When, is it date from now forward? It isn't past. Incentivize people to get the shots now.
Well, that's right? What it is. It's a big incentive. Yeah, they're trying to incentivize people now who haven't been vaccinated already. But anyone who has gotten a vaccine is registered. So
really?
You can, yeah, if you get a vaccine now, even if it's just your first shot, you're still registered to win $1 million a week.
Congratulations to Abigail Buginski. It's 21 after the hour.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest? Yes, mice nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now in the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Trend Jen is off during this hour of the program. So we go back to trending things. Jay, it looks like there's more news. More people are talking about that Friends reunion from last week. This is being shown all around the world, is it not?
It is.
Here in America.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It dropped Thursday. More people have had a chance to watch it over the weekend. And there are some more thoughts.
Yeah, Victoria loved it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. So well done.
Yeah. So, all right. So what's the problem then? There's always a problem.
Well, one of the things, the Chinese government did block some of the content. Lady Gaga performed Smelly Cat. Justin Bieber was part of the runway show, and he wore Ross Geller's Sputnik Halloween costume. The K-pop band BTS made an appearance. They were blocked out of anybody that was in China.
Why would they be blocking that in China?
Because they all ticked off the Chinese government at one point or another.
What a bunch of
What did Bieber do? I know Gaga is very outspoken in K-pop too, but what did Bieber do to piss off the Chinese government?
He posted a photo of Tokyo's Yasukuni Shrine. It's a memorial honoring Japan's fallen soldiers, and China wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
The Chinese government wasn't feeling it. So,
this is the world against China, and China's winning. How do you like that, boys and girls? And we keep rolling over, keep buying all that stuff in China, and the rest of the world's doing the same thing. Oh, this is great. Look at this. It's so cheap. Buy it. Yeah, right. Okay. So,
There were a couple other people who were missing from the reunion special that a lot of fans were pretty bummed about, like Paul Rudd, who played Phoebe's husband, Cole Sprouse, who was Ben Geller, Ross's son. So a lot of people were kind of like, wait a second, they were notable characters. But the creators of the reunion show, of the reunion special, were just like, there were so many notable guest stars, we couldn't possibly fit everybody into this, you know, 1-hour, 45-minute special.
Right. Well, they could have made it longer.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see Cole in it, though. Cole Sprouse. Because, you know, seeing it from the child's point of view of what were some of your memories. Do you have any? How did you interact with the cast?
All right. So now, next on the list, the hit parade here. Kamala Harris is getting blasted What do you expect? She has no memory. I mean, all right, so tell us the story, Victoria, will you?
For Jay, go ahead.
The VP Twitter handle tweeted out, enjoy the long weekend, with no mention of Memorial Day or what Memorial Day really is commemorating. So a lot of people were coming hard for her about that. I do question, was that tweet actually from her, or does somebody else run her VP Twitter handle?
Somebody runs it for her. I don't think that she runs her own, or she might have access to both. You know, like, so someone will do it part-time, and then she also has access to it. But again, that was before, like, I mean, I don't know. It's before Memorial Day. So you can say, have a nice long weekend, and then still 2 days later talk about Memorial Day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, come on. I mean, this is really
Saturday
this
afternoon.
This is, I just give her, I think there's, everybody is looking for something. We're festering again back to whose side are we on here? And all of these little things, I mean, I'm no fan of hers, and I'm not normally prone to sticking up for her when it comes to some real issues, but this is not a real issue, and I think that we're just looking, it's just looking for an ant in the anthill. And it gets to be annoying, frankly. You got nothing better to do. That's the problem with social media. The good and the bad is there are a lot of interesting things that people say and think, and maybe we have interesting things communicated, but for the most part, it's just garbage. I mean, who gives a damn, frankly, for the camera? Yeah, what's going on in your mind? You think that's the most important thing? You got to post on something?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Memorial Day weekend price index showed leisure-related prices up about 4.3% since the last year of President Trump's term. Reuters is reporting prices are expected to keep rising this summer as the consumer price index for inflation continues to expand. Car and truck rental prices are up 45%. Restaurants, barbershops, fresh vegetables, durables, and hot dogs will now cost you more. Former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said Sunday that accidental lab leaks happen all the time, as people are concerned regarding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Gottlieb expressed concerns about safety protocols at research labs in the United States and abroad during a TV appearance. A stunning spectacle was witnessed in the sky over Bangalore on Monday when a rainbow formed a halo around the sun. Local residents witnessed the atmospheric phenomenon surrounding the sun in the southern Indian city. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Biden on Sunday in Delaware reflects on his own military son's loss to those that have lost a loved one this Memorial Day.
Bo didn't die in the line of duty, but he was serving the Delaware National Guard unit in Iraq for a year. That was one of the proudest things he did in his life. So thank you for allowing us to grieve together today. I know how much the loss hurts. I know the black hole that leaves in the middle of your chest. It feels like you may get sucked into it and not come out. Greetings like this and gatherings help. And while I know nothing I can say to ease the pain, I just know that each year it gets a little bit easier. And I promise you the day will come when the mention of the name of your son or daughter, husband, wife, they will in fact bring it, not a tear to your eye, but a smile to your lips. Folks, and I hope that day comes sooner than later.
The oldest man to climb Mount Everest is now an American. Dan Naraki reports.
A Chicago man has become the oldest American to climb to the summit of Mount Everest. 75-year-old Arthur Muir returned from the mountain on Sunday, making it to the summit earlier this month. A previous attempt in 2019 had to be called off after Muir suffered an ankle injury. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Victoria Keelan is here. The Postal Service says they're going to raise the price of stamps. You want to hear some people moaning and groaning? Might as well get started with this. Another moaner and groaner. So I was thinking about this yesterday in terms of how this guy is doing. There's got to be something that the new administration sees in him. And because they seem to be operating at the moment in the green rather than the red, they're letting this guy go through. The post office has had fabulous revenue. Is service better, though? 58 cents on letters, magazines.
Well, am I the only one who didn't know what a stamp cost to begin with? Because when I saw that it was raised, I was like, I saw that headline.
48 cents has been.
Goes up to 58 cents. Well, apparently it was 55 cents.
Oh.
So.
I bought a whole bunch of the Forever stamps. I bought hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So, I don't know. I think I paid 48 cents for them. I can remember paying. This is probably something that I can be nominally proud of. I can remember stamps at 4 cents. How's that?
That's crazy. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I mean, was the Pony Express delivering back then? I mean, come on.
No.
The stamps were never 4 cents.
Look. Yeah, well, yes,
that's not a thing.
Is that so? All right. Well, anyway,
We have to fact check you a lot, and I definitely want to fact check that one.
Fine, okay, then, Jay, while Victoria is chastising me, going through the numbers here, would you go back and look at when the stamp cost 4 cents?
When does it, yeah, exactly.
Maybe
you get to walk
cents.
To the post office uphill right, so both ways and barefoot too. I mean, really?
In the snow.
Yeah, in the snow. Less. Right.
Right. Exactly. All right. So anyway, this guy is trying to erase the $160 billion in debt for the next 10 years. These people. This has been, and as I said, the people that run it, it's such a typical government agency. It's kind of like the. I equate it. When I go into the post office in Santa Monica, it's like going to the bar scene in Star Wars. There's nobody in there that speaks English. It looks like they caught these people as they were flying in on a piece of debris from who knows where. It's just a
hodgepodge. Well, now there are fewer people because they fired a ton of people. They sent on Friday, which is, you know, happy Memorial Day weekend. Here's your layoff notice. Hundreds of management level employees were fired. His big plan, it's a 10-year plan. So his big plan, which was announced in March, longer delivery windows, which basically means your stuff takes longer to get to you. Shorter post office hours and fewer staff. When I saw the fewer staff part, I was like, well, wait a minute. Any post office that I've ever been in has one person working and a line out the door. So how do you have fewer staff? How do you cut that even more?
And have any service quality whatsoever. That's what I'm with you on that one. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what else they can accommodate. I've noticed, actually, because I make my payments, as you know, I send you your check every month. And I don't know how long it takes. It'd be interesting. Have you gotten your package? By the way, I sent you both with your checks a package. Have you gotten them yet? Let's see. When did I send them? Last week?
Wait. Okay. We need to talk offline.
Yeah. I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Things you need to give people a heads up about.
Oh, really? A heads up. I know the mail is the mail as far as I'm concerned. All right. Anyway, so the bottom line here is that service will change. And what I was, why I brought up sending your checks, whenever I mail in my payments for credit cards, let's say, for example, I've found, you know, because they send you a notice in your email, well, thanks very much for your payment. It's been happening in within 2 days. If I put, you know, the American Express or whatever it is in the mail, I see an acknowledgement a couple days later. So that seems pretty normal to me, although I have, as you're suggesting, it seems it's funny. When I'm sending out checks, it gets there on time. When people are sending me checks, it takes a long it takes a long time. Does that mean it's an excuse for, you know, the post office to become cover for people who want to hold on to your money for another few days and make money in the overnight Japanese market? So who knows? At any rate, either of you know anybody that works for the post office?
Mm-mm. No.
I do not. Oh, but the 4 cents was back in 1958 when it was raised from 3 cents to 4 cents.
See? In 1958, I was 12 years old. There you go. Thank you.
That is crazy.
And
very
much drastically raised.
For giving me credit.
10 cents. 78
and credibility.
Was 18 cents.
Yeah.
81 was 20 cents.
So, I think I may have been sending my first letters out when I was, you know, 10 or 12 years old. And the stamps for 4 cents. Yeah, see, I remember that stuff. What's the matter with you? You don't believe anything I say, Victoria.
Some things.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's that. Now, I just have procured a new truck for the farm because the engine on my old 550 exploded. So I found a relatively new Ford F-550 that I'm going putting through its paces today to drive out to New York to pick up some heifer calves for the farm. And I was noticing because my friends who are in the car business, even Nick Miles, who is my friend that does the session with us on Friday from our auto expert. He's one of the country's foremost, really is, has such credibility. And he keeps talking about the pent-up demand for new vehicles. And as the economy opens up, I'm driving by dealerships for the weekend. I started this, noticing this actually a month or so ago. I think we've talked about it a few times, but I was listening on the radio yesterday to an ad for a car dealership out in Springfield, and the it was like a barker yelling into your ear, if you've got a car you want to sell, bring it to us, we'll give you $5,000 more than it's worth. And you know, you think to yourself, okay, that's just more foolishness from car dealers because they're known for their foolish ads. But it's really kind of true. The situation, and some of these dealerships, well, some of the car manufacturers are getting around it. The more creative ones are clever ones, like BMW and Audi. Maybe it's not American manufacturers yet. They haven't got chips, so they're just not making the stuff. No more. And imagine somebody deciding, oh, I'm not going to buy that car because it doesn't have a chip, and the window and the door, the back door won't close by itself. I have to do it myself, so I'm not buying this car. Hello. What are you, foolish? The chips aren't there. You want to buy a new car? So, hello, the biggest inconvenience is you have to close the rear door, the tailgate. Do you have a button on your car, Victoria, or do you close it by hand, the rear
tailgate? No, we have a button. But okay. The chip that controls that, it controls a lot more than just one feature. So,
well, I know that those companies are getting around it. One way or another, I don't know how they're getting around it, but they've decided to produce cars that don't need these particular chips. But Now, going back, you know, Jay, what kind of a car do you drive? Do you have an SUV or do you have a regular sedan? What do you drive?
We have a Ford Fusion.
A Fusion. Okay.
So that's an SUV? What is that?
That's a smaller
sedan.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Sedan. Yeah. Okay. So now the fact that people are wanting to go out like this weekend. The sale of cars before this weekend was out. It's like so many people are buying cars, they want to travel. And this was the first weekend for travel. So let's go buy a new car. And you can't find them. If you go, I would buy four or five lots on Route 9, which is the local sort of thoroughfare, and they're half empty because there's no cars to sell. Everybody's buying them. They're buying them at sticker or above. And the one story about a truck that my friend sent, it was a rare truck, and there were people in the dealership bidding against each other. Okay, so this guy wants to give you $1,000 over sticker. Next guy says, no, I'll give you $2,000. So they got up to $5,000 over list price to get the new truck. And this is what's going on. It kind of reminds me of the people hoarding toilet paper. A year ago, you're going to make more cars, so fix your car and wait till the price goes down.
Well, we drive a Chevy, and so I'm happy that we got our new SUV last Halloween, and I'm happy that we.
Suggestion of one of your dear friends.
Yes, this was all you. But I was happy that we got it at the time because the dealer, the sales guy who's a friend of the family, and he said, we have no inventory. And that was last fall. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that we have a Chevy Equinox and we love it, but the guy, it was already, had a sticker that had already been detailed. The paperwork had been filled out and the guy's credit fell through the night before. So that's the only reason that we were even able to get the SUV that we wanted was just because some guy, you know, the deal fell through. But other than that, you know, GM came to a grinding halt when they started making ventilators.
Yeah. All right. So here's a pretty good comparison. A 2018 Chevy Silverado ought to be worth about as much today as a 2017 Silverado was worth a year ago, right? You think that's the way it ought to work? Mm-hmm. However, on today's market, that 2018 Chevy Silverado is worth 27% more, according to Kelley Blue Book, than it was a year ago. Huh. And, you know, you look at some of these other car sites, the websites, see what's available, what isn't. All these new people who are trying to sell your car online. Don't do that, by the way. Don't buy a used car online. Unless you see this car and know what it is, you're asking for trouble. Mac doesn't like the idea of it either. I can tell by listening, Jay. It sounds like he's upset about people buying cars.
Not happy.
You just don't do it. You're out of your mind. See all these ads, you know, buy a car. Don't buy a used car online. Don't do it. Unless it's ironclad that if you don't like it or it doesn't work right, you send it back. Because otherwise, you're just asking for it. Anyway, I'm looking at more of the prices for trucks, the Ram 1500, Toyota Tundra, let's see, some of these other, even like the Range Rover Sport. My brother-in-law just bought one that was 3 years old, came back on lease, and it cost more money to buy that than a new Range Rover Sport cost last year. So
that's crazy. Why would you buy it? Why would you pay that much for a car that's already been leased out to someone for 3 years?
Because people want them and they aren't available. That's it. His lease on his other car was up. He'd have to pay a penalty if he kept driving it. So he said, "Ah, no, I'll just go get this other one." Huh. And so, you know, it's just, it's crazy. And what people are getting, the most valuable used cars at the moment are, let's see, the Subaru Crosstrek. I don't know what that is. Toyota Prius. The Honda HR-V. Mercedes GLC Series. The Audi Q7. The BMW i3. Tesla's in here somewhere, too. The electric cars don't seem to have the same intrigue for people as they have had in terms of the values in them. The more expensive cars are the ones who they kind of run forever. They have a good reputation of being able, you know, to go 300,000 miles or more. Those are the cars that people are looking for. And I think that's really kind of an interesting reality when you look at things, you know, what's efficient and what isn't. The Toyota Tacoma is something that people will pay for, and they apparently drive a long time. This is
my
surprising.
Brother has a Toyota pickup. I think it's a Tacoma, actually.
Yeah.
That's the second one that he's had, and he's a car guy. Like, he rebuilds engines and stuff, and he said it's the best pickup truck. He just loves them.
Well,
they're not
heavy duty. They're nice to drive, but they're not heavy duty. Lincoln Navigator, lasting a long, long time for people that own them. They like to drive them, and they're apparently holding up well. Also, some of the things like the Chrysler minivan, those sorts of things. So, you know, there are people around. The Honda Odyssey, ugliest thing on the road, but
totally
holding up that. Oh, my God. 48 past the hour.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour, as it is a foregone conclusion. A lot of people don't get themselves out of the sack on a holiday. Tommy the K is one of them. So, and I don't feel, I mean, there are a lot of things you can talk about with regard to fixing up your home, but because my expertise has to do with food and farms and stuff, I like, we every once in a while, the ladies want to talk about food. Sometimes it boils down to them turning up their noses at what I have in my refrigerator or what I'm eating. I'm more interested in helping you, especially at this time of year, see the value of gardening, for example. So in food news, there are a lot of things, ladies, that are trending about small space gardening. There are a lot of little bits and pieces online about how you grow some food in small size boxes or little places, because you can make efficient use of all kinds of, you know, soil a little bit here, a little bit there. You can grow a tomato plant. You can grow some things that are fun. You know, I've talked a lot over the years about this thing, Let Us Grow. Jay, you weren't with me when I gave them as Christmas presents. Victoria didn't get one because she didn't have a place to put it. But it's a tower that allows you to grow all kinds of things, hydroponically. It's really fascinating. Kids love it. I gave one to Miles and he still, he loves to plant things in it, watch them grow. It's a great educational tool, and it's also something that's cool because you can eat the stuff that comes out of it. You know, they've grown all kinds of things, lettuce. They've grown mostly greens in it, but Miles likes to go out in little scissors, and he cuts the stuff, and then Megan puts it in a salad, and he learns from that how things grow. They've grown peas in it. The point here is that you can do in a small space what they call intensive gardening. This has been done. You know, it's not like it's unique. It's coming back to the surface now like a lot of other things are. I think that's something, if you feel like it would be fun either for you or, you know, a youngster in your family to watch things grow, that would be something that, you know, you can do. Find a little box or something and plant some seeds in it, watch them grow. A lot of fun. There's a study that's out of a couple of thousand Americans revealing that outdoor dining is going to stay. I find this interesting because I've found myself going out to eat a little bit more with a friend, and I like it, frankly. I missed going. I'm not a big, you know, I'm not somebody that goes to fancy restaurants, but I also don't go to the cheap ones. We went to a place on a Saturday, and you could eat inside. Well, you had to eat inside because it was pouring rain. But, you know, you see the street in Waltham is shut off because they want people to dine outside as well as inside. And so people are doing that. But also people's preferences for foods now, apparently because of the pandemic, a lot of food sources and suppliers were shut off. And so you couldn't get good, some people that like lamb, for example, or pork, apparently wasn't around. I don't know that this is the crowd, that is the three of you. Jay, when you go out, what do you typically order when you go out to eat? What's the
It entirely depends where we're going. I mean, I eat an array of things. So, I mean, it could be sushi, it could be tacos, it could be pasta, it could be a salad or soup. Mm-hmm. Totally depends where we're going and what my mood is. But I am a creature of habit where most times, depending on where we go, I'll order the same thing I usually get. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. Yeah, something that's, that you're used to that you know is good. That's for sure. I think you have a little more eclectic taste, Victoria, don't you? At least I get that sort of out of listening to you talk about some of your experiences.
Yeah, I mean, we went out to dinner just Sunday night, and we were both kind of lamenting how much we miss the variety of New York City of food. Mm-hmm. So, because, you know, living in Jersey, it's pretty much Italian or Mexican. So we have to really, you know, we have to make an effort to find places that are a little more exotic and, you know, so, yeah. But typically I just take the opportunity, if we're out at a restaurant, I just take advantage of if there's any fresh seafood, that's usually what I gravitate towards.
Ooh,
all right. So how many of you are thinking about the value of the food dollar that goes to the farmer, or in your case, the fishermen, because fishermen are now considered farmers by the government. And when you think about, I've talked about this, I kind of like talking about it because it keeps people's eyes and ears and thoughts on it. When you buy a dozen eggs around here, it's $8 for a good dozen eggs. The farmer gets $1.79 out of that. You know, you think about things
so
like
that. So where does the rest of the money go?
It goes just to the middleman. It's the process, unless you buy it at the farm, and then it all goes to the farmer. But I'm talking about if you go to the store, the farmer who's raising the chickens and the eggs and that sort of thing, he's getting or she's getting $1.79 on average out of an $8 sale. That's pretty ridiculous when you think about it. And maybe that's the reason more and more people have chickens in their backyard. You notice that's a trend as well. It's kind of interesting. All right, food for thought, literally, here on the DJV program at 59.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.